continued to edit war back and forth forever until I got blocked for 3RR, that's the three revision rule, no matter how strongly I feel that the people on the other side are committing a foul, I don't get dragged into breaking the rules myself. People get angry at me all the time, and maybe I push right up to the edge of the limit on some occasions, but I don't go over it.
And this is a genuine question, actually. Do you relate to Moulton in seeing the way he's interacted with people and stuff like this? I don't mean this to get too kind of, you know, this isn't therapy, this is just a conversation, but I sense now that the advice that you're giving, that you sort of, it's the advice you tell yourself as well. Is that true?
Yeah, probably. I get angry all the time, but I also, when I calm down a little bit, at least I realize that I'm not perfect either. I may be sometimes wrong. Other people may have valid concerns that I'm not necessarily addressing. I've got my own philosophical position. Other people have theirs. Sometimes they're totally incompatible. That doesn't mean everybody else is evil just because they disagree with me, and I've got to try and not treat them that way. I mean, I don't always succeed, but I also know that, and it's my experience, not only in Wikipedia, but in other organizations I've been in, there's the kind of certain kinds of politics that just seem to come up everywhere, and some people who just push the limits too far and end up getting banned or expelled or whatever the disciplinary thing may be in that group. And while I manage to keep myself under control, there may be people who sometimes wish they could figure out a way of banning me because they just don't like me, but I don't hand them the rope to hang me, which some people just seem to do.
And having said all that, within those limits, do you find you're able to, are you able to make any changes that you'd like? Are you able to contribute? You know, you find that there's a useful role for yourself within that?
I probably got several different roles. I mean, when I'm in the mode of contributing usefully to Wikipedia outside all of the stupid politics, I do fine. I'm right now in the process of putting in some images I just uploaded to Commons from a recent trip to Austin, Texas. I'm going to be covering a number of landmarks that didn't have a picture yet. So sometimes I do entirely uncontroversial things to help Wikipedia. Other times I do much more controversial things that in my opinion are on the right side, but others will differ, like my long-going fight against the bad sites thing, and I think I've had some successes in those areas. I don't win every battle, but I haven't lost every battle either.
And I'll just, Barry, I'll bring you back in at this point, because hearing Dan talk, it just seems to me like that's a really good framework for involvement, you know. It's kind of saying, you're going to get angry, but you've got to follow the spirit of the policy, even if you've got no idea what it is. It's that kind of thing. It's sort of, you've got to be there to help, I guess. And I mean, that's, I too have fallen afoul. I mean, I've been banned for 3 months and worn that and headed back. Having heard all of this, Barry, if you like, you don't have to answer right now, but do you think you want to come back?
Well, my answer doesn't change from what I said 15 minutes ago. If the systemic structural problems are fixed, and I get a sensible answer to my questions, was that due process? Then I would be interested, but not until I get some answers to these perplexities. Otherwise, it's a crazy-making culture.
Well, so you say you don't want to participate at all unless all the problems are fixed. I think nothing created by human beings is ever going to be free of all problems. So if you want perfection, then you'll have to wait till you end up in heaven, if one exists. There's a lot I hate about the United States government and President George W. Bush, but I'm not about to emigrate. For all its problems, I'm a citizen of this country and I'm going to stay in it. And for all of Wikipedia's problems, I'm still a participant in it. I still like it, even if I dislike some of the people in it and some of the politics in it, and think some of the systems are probably broken, just like you think. But I'm not going to insist on perfection before I participate anymore in it.
Yeah, and I think that's highlighted the tension right there. Steve, I know that you've been wanting to say a few words for a while, so we'll bring you in at this point. What are you thinking as a listener to all this?
Yeah, well, I was just, it's probably pretty redundant now, but I was just going to say on about the from what I've seen in the policies at the moment about the difference between a block and a ban is that it seems that at the moment how it's working is that people who are indefinitely blocked, then it can happen, and I've seen it, that they go to like AN or ANI, and if the community decides that the in-depth block should stay, then it's sort of like a community ban, which is what I've seen recently. I saw it on the notice board a couple of days ago, but it also says in the blocking policy that if no administrator will unblock someone who's been indefinitely blocked, it's considered a ban, even though not formally. But
I mean that is a very relevant question. Awadewit, you were also wanting to ask a question. It's a little bit early in the conversation, but we'll. You know, we're moving towards what we can usefully achieve today, I think. But what was your question?
I wanted to ask everyone whether they think that Moulton's question to ARBCOM can be answered by ARBCOM.
Whether I think that's
or not
a very good
ARBCOM
idea.
Can answer the question about whether or not he received due process. Does ARBCOM have the ability or the authority to answer that question? If they don't, who does? I'm not entirely sure ARBCOM does. I mean, I'm asking this because I don't really know.
Well, officially, I don't think there is any such thing as due process on Wikipedia, which perhaps is one of the flaws in its system, something that may have worked well in the Wild West old days, but now that it's a huge site with so many people and so much politics and everything, it may not work to not. I mean, it's ended up paradoxically seems like people can get indefinitely banned with nothing resembling due process at all. But then when they try to come back and some people advocate for their return, that seems to require practically an act of Congress. It's like they feel due process is needed to reverse a ban, but none was ever needed to enact it in the first place. Then there's the paradoxical thing. A community ban is supposedly if no administrator is willing to unblock you, but then if an administrator shows up and does want to unblock somebody, then they start wiki lawyering around about how it's out of process and it's not fair and it needs community discussion first and this, that, and the other thing. It's like for a lot of wiki politics, they start with the desired conclusion, like they've decided somebody is evil and they want them banned, and then create the remedy around that by manipulating the rules however they want and making up rules as they go along if they have to.
Yeah, and I think that's the a very detailed answer. I'd give it like a really quick one, which is just to say no. I don't think there is a body that can answer that question in a meaningful way. That's my very short answer. Darova, what do you think?
Hi. Well, it happens on both ways. I mean, ideally we want to balance things so that people don't get railroaded out for political reasons, but at the same time so that somebody who's really there to game the process doesn't stall for so long that productive editors quit in frustration. We'll never get that balance perfect, but I think we really want to strive toward having a relatively even result so that somebody who's highly educated, well, if they're going to be gone in 3 weeks, then somebody who isn't should be gone in the same kind of time frame, ideally. I've seen people last for sometimes years who produce almost no useful content and who are highly productive and have driven considerable numbers of productive editors off the project. And I'd like to see things regularized in a way that we don't lose on either end, or at least we lose the minimal amount.
Yeah, and I think that's actually really important. Again, it's hard to understand that, but there is this balance. It's exactly as you say. I think it's worth repeating. There's a balance that anyone that's been railroaded in any way deserves, you know, an apology and deserves more time. But anyone that's causing problems, that, you know, anyone that is a net negative, we can't allow them more and more opportunity to cause problems. We have Yusuf Vassiana here, and I'm so sorry for not bringing you in earlier. I didn't realize you were mic'd, but you've got a few comments.
No worries. One thing on the due process question, I really don't understand why there's even a debate whether or not ARBCOM can address such questions. We address those types of questions as a community all the time, albeit a bit imperfectly. A good example is deletion review. The purpose of deletion review is to say, yes, this was deleted under due process. And a lot of the things that ARBCOM typically considers, whether or not administrative tools were misused, whether or not an RFC was used as a soapbox to railroad somebody using meat puppets and things like that. Those are types of questions ARBCOM considers all the time. So I don't see it as being very distinct from the type of issues that we already have processes for and that ARBCOM already addresses. And on block and ban discussions in general, one of the big problems we have is that they're often overwhelmed by involved parties. And as much as disenfranchising people upsets, the concept of it upsets people, I really feel that sometimes while they should comment and provide their perspective from in the trenches, that no decisions in terms of community bans or anything like that should count, so to speak, the opinion of people who are involved parties. I think that's where a lot of this railroading comes from.
And Vassiana, you've answered very clearly that, yeah, you know, that the questions can be answered. I'll ask you a couple sort of corollaries, which is, you know, should they be answered? And then I don't know if you're aware, but Moulton, I think Moulton tried to have them answered, and the ARBS rejected the case on the basis that it gets very hard to really pin down. The trouble with ARB cases sometimes is you have to really, you know, the attempt to pin down what the limits of the discussion are, where it's allowed to go, and whether it's worth talking about, it can be very tricky. And I think it's certainly fair to say that Moulton tried to have those questions answered by the ARBs, and they ended up sort of answering slightly different ones. Do you think in the case of, I mean, Moulton here is one of many indefinitely blocked users. I say many, there aren't actually that many, but one of a few. Do you think the ARBs should answer that question in this case?
Well, I think that if there's any good evidence or any good reason for them to believe that there may be, you know, a broken process to look at, or there may be bias involved, that the ARBCOM should take it up. I think sometimes the ARBCOM is a little hesitant to give answers that are equivalent to "I don't know." As you point out, a lot of these situations are kind of complicated, and it's hard to tell where a certain line is. But I think it would be good for the ARBCOM to take some of those clarifications and appeals and general cases that are kind of complicated, and start, if nothing else, just to make a few statements to say, listen, based on the precedent of the community and the standing policy, we really have no idea what to do with this, and the community should discuss it. I think that they can take an important role in that sense of spurring community discussion to help clear up some of these unclear issues. But yes, I absolutely believe that they should take up questions like this.
And we're going to have to wrap it up now, guys, or at least very soon. Vassiana, that does lead to the issues. Sometimes when the ARBs say defer it to back to the community, they get accused of sidestepping. I personally am tending to think more and more that we've really set up the the arbitration committee to fail. They're trying to do an impossible job, and obviously it's not possible to do an impossible job. One of the problems I also see is that things polarize before the committee. So you end up, bottom line is, I think the question that seems to be answered is this guy a good guy or a bad guy? And very often, when it's that simple, you know, the actual gray area, sometimes it's just easier to say, oh, he's a bad guy, because all of these other good guys seem to think so. I know that's very, very simplistic, but I worry that that's sometimes what our processes have boiled down to. Moulton, considering we spent so much time talking, about you, and thanks heaps for coming along and being prepared to chat. I'll offer you, have you got some final thoughts?
Well, just that I'm not the only person who was afforded this treatment. I mean, if what Durova typed in is correct, that what happened to me is pretty typical, then I can understand why Raymond Arrett says that experts are withdrawing in droves Wikipedia, because I would expect that most of them would have the same attitude that I do. Is if that's the way you're going to run the railroad, then we don't want to go for a ride on it. And if Wikipedia believes that that's the appropriate way to regulate the community, well, that's their business. But then I'm going to simply say goodbye. I'll, go find another venue to, find my craft.
And we're going to do the final thoughts now. So I'll come to each of you just for a final thought. A little tiny response, which will be my final thought on the matter, is that I think it's a mistake to think of Wikipedia as anything, actually, because it's not any one thing. You could almost substitute the word society. And if someone within a society says, I want society to tell me that this is the process, then the issue that they face is who is society? Who can speak for them and all of that? That's my final thought, that I hope that there's a way forward through this. And my final thought is that I hope you have an interest in returning, and I hope you have a very fruitful and positive career from now on at Wikipedia. We'll go one by one for final thoughts on this, and I'll come back to you for the last word, Barry, seeing as it's been basically about you. But Anjam, do you have any, as a listener, have you got any thoughts on this whole matter?
Not really, sorry.
No worries. Awadewit, you mentioned that you're a content editor. Some of this must be vastly befuddling, but what's your take on it?
I can't come up with a two-sentence summary on something so complicated.
Perhaps I'm barking up the wrong tree in trying. It's just nice to see. Dan Tobias, any final thoughts from you?
Well, I think I've said most of what I say. It's just that you just got to try not to get too uptight. Like I'm sometimes, right now, I've got several different things I'm uptight about on Wikipedia, but somehow, despite all that, I can put it all aside and contribute productively. It sometimes helps to go to areas that are completely without controversy, find something else you can do, like add photos to all the historic sites in an area you've been to, and just find something useful to do and do it, and don't worry about that there may be other stuff that you hate the way they do it, and work to try and change how they do it if you hate it, but don't let it like get you so uptight that you're going to start making ultimatums to them about participating, because that just isn't going to go over well. People just don't take it too well.
I think that's wise advice, Daniel. And Durova?
Well, thank you. I don't think that Moulton's experience was quite typical. It was more a part of it was a quirk of a flawed process. Now, I also want to state that there were some other substantive issues. It was more the speed and manner at which things progressed in his case that give me a grievance. I don't think he was railroaded by people who were pursuing a particular POV. I've seen that happen, and there's a little bit more depth to that to this case than that.
Fair enough. And Vassiana, are you final thoughts from you? Thanks for coming, by the way. And nothing there. Okay, well, we're wrapping it up there. I'd like to thanks heaps for coming. We've bumped a whole bunch of topics to the next time, including OTRS, etc., etc. I know we've got user Daniel. Daniel, are you on voice by any chance? Daniel B?
Yeah, I just woke up. Sorry about that.
No worries, but we'll talk about OTRS.
I'll be there next time.
Fantastic. Phil, I know that you've been listening. I know you've been involved in this. From you, a couple words from you.
All right. I won't say too much because this is an ongoing thing involved in various administrative fora, but I'd like to say that there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. There's at least two or three other sides to this than have been presented here, and I just can't say more because it is an ongoing process right now. And I think there's a lot of documentation people can look at and see that there's a lot more here, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody who wants to contact me, and I'll let them know. It's a lot more to it than what's been presented.
I think that's understandable, and we've explored certain sides of certain issues, but by no means the whole story. Final word, over to you, Moulton, and then we're out of here.
Thank you. I've offered a lot of negative criticism during this hour, and I don't want to end on negative criticism. I really do think that the issues can be solved constructively and productively, and one of the ideas that I have suggested, but it didn't seem to get much of a warm reception, is to advance to a social contract model. My experience is social contracts work a lot better than the rule and punishment model, and I would like to see people at least look at that and consider whether or not that might pay to move forward.
I think that's a fantastic topic for even more future conversations. Awadewa in the chat there is asking Locke or Rousseau, and geez, we've got many hours that we could talk about that for. I'll wrap this up now, guys. Thanks heaps for coming, all of you. I've found it very valuable and interesting. If you've got any responses to what's been said, come to the talk page. Come to the come to a Skype cast, post them wherever. It's good to talk, and that's all from this episode of Not the Wikipedia Weekly.